elevated beams and bridge and begins right. Faster system is looked at the short right up with a roller coaster. The door is opened. Saf walked into the apartment, rounded the corner to the living room, stopped dead in his tracks. And he knew. He knew before he saw all of them. Everyone staring at him with big eyes. Sad eyes. The saddest of all belonging to his mom, who clearly had been crying. His mom never wanted anyone to feel crying at the movie. The whole family was there. Alba, Kate, and John Marshall, the family lawyer, Uncle John took back his whole life, even though they weren't actually related. With them were two policemen, staring at Zach along with everybody else. Right there and then, Zach knew his dad wasn't coming home tonight, but he was coming home ever. He had it wrong as it turned out. The bats hadn't been chasing him across Central Park after all. They had been waiting for him here. 14-year-old Zach Harriman's life seems to be crashed up. A dead father, a school bully, and a brave friend. Zach feels lonely and intimidated until he meets strange Mr. Herbert, who claims to know Zach's father and is against a team called the Bads. Mr. Herbert is also making Zach ready to fight off the Bads, who ambushed Zach's father. Mr. Herbert turned to her. Does it matter to me if he does or doesn't? I'm not here to please him. I'm here to make sure he's ready. Kate started to say something else, but Zach put a hand on her arm, stopping her. He said to Mr. Herbert, that's what this has been about? Some kind of training camp? I didn't tell you before. You had to think it was real, the old man said. I needed to know if you were ready. You keep saying that. Ready for what? To stand and fight. I'm a kid, Zach said. No, Mr. Herbert said. You're a hero. My dad was the hero, Zach said. And now it's your turn, the old man said. As Mr. Herbert teaches Zach, Uncle John does too. However, they both blame each other for causing Zach's dad's death. Zach does not know whose side to choose or who is telling the truth, and instead turns to his best friend, Kate. So everything he's telling me is a lie? No. Uncle John put an arm around him, pulled him close. The best liars always know how to use the truth to make their lies seem more real. Zach looked up at him. What about all the bad stuff he says is about to happen? That's the thing, Zachary. There's always bad stuff about to happen. He just wants to scare you as a way of making you think you need him. But he's the one who needs you, so you don't try to stop him. He's trying to trick you into trusting him like he's some kind of wise man. It's all about trust for now. That again, Uncle John said. He tried to do the same thing with your father when he was young, when he realized the scope of your father's powers. But the older your father got, the more he saw through him. Saw he was being used. Zach heard his mom's voice, looked through the terrace doors, and saw her standing in the doorway to his bedroom, pointing at her watch, more for Uncle John's benefit than his own. She said she'd be waiting downstairs. Uncle John smiled at her and put his arms up in surrender. In a low voice, he said to Zach, I think your father realized just too late how dangerous your Mr. Herbert was. You really think that old man is dangerous? And so should you. Uncle John leaned close as he opened the door. The one who's coming after you is him, he said. The evil is already here. Who will Zach trust? Will Zach be able to figure out who killed his father and who the real bads are? Above all, will Zach continue his father's legacy? To learn more, read this action-filled fantasy hero by Michael Pisa, which will show you that helping people can always mean something to you. And if you like sci-fi, if you like suspenseful and mysterious books, read this book. It will make your day. Thank you.